Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Here we are, all three of us, members of the Wash Day Chorus.
I'm a dirty work shirt, about as black as night.
I'm a kitchen towel. It's hard to get me white.
And I'm a colored rayon slip. You want to keep me bright.
Here we are, all three of us, members of the Wash Day Chorus.
Now to wash us three. What a problem it used to be.
To get a soap tough enough for me,
and yet really safe for me.
But wash day is easy now, because here's a soap for everything. It's Does.
Yes, Does does everything all right. It gets me clean.
It gets me white.
And yet it's safe, as you can see, for colored rayon slips like me.
Yes, friends, new Does really does all three kinds of wash. No kidding. Now, I know that sounds like a wash day miracle, but once you try Does, you'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Yes, a new kind. In fact, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. And there's just one way you can prove Does really does everything in your wash, and that's try it. Yes, let Does go after those grimy work shirts. And you just tell me if any soap you ever used got them cleaner with so little work. And let Does get busy on those streaky towels. And I ask you, have you ever seen your linens and towels come out more gleaming white? And take a look at your pretty rayon undies. See how soft and silky they are? Why, Does is far safer for those pretty colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yes, right down the wash line. You'll see what a whiz Does is. And lady, you too will join in the wash day chorus. This soap for everything is swell. Try new Does. It rings the bell.
So don't delay. Just hop to it.
Get a red and white box.
And let Does do it.
And now the Goldbergs. Out of the wreck of the dinner party to which came the unwelcome Jeromes, plus the still more unwelcome Bertie, two facts have emerged. Jake would rather die than have Rosie even like Walter Jerome. And secondly, everybody in the world will have to do the same before Mrs. Jerome even thinks it remotely possible that anyone like her son could be interested in a girl like Rosie. Of course, Walter is still engaged to another girl. And Jake has finally decided to go to Mrs. Jerome and warn her and her son off. And so, listen.
Jake, please, will you take off your coat, please? What is this running back? Wait, Sporty, please, away from under my feet, please. I ain't got the patience for you now. Go lay down, behave yourself, and I'll have patience, so I'll play with you. Go.
Ma.
Not now.
Ma, why don't you stop, Papa? He's got his hat and coat on, and he's rushing over to see Mrs. Jerome.
Because he's nervous, Sammy.
I know he is, but what is he going to accomplish by turning a molehill into a mountain?
If Rosalie's coming home, Sammy, it's not a molehill. It's not a molehill. Maybe it is a mountain. Maybe it's the Rocky Mountains. Why is she coming?
No matter why she is, it doesn't matter. But if Papa goes over to Mrs. Jerome, if he starts something, everybody's going to get involved, and then you will have a mountain of trouble. Why can't you both let things alone?
Because we don't want Rosalie to be hurt.
Well, you can be sure that if you keep shipping her off out of sight and arguing and planning and carrying on, you and Papa both are going to make it look so serious that Rosie will be hurt. Right now, she's a kid with a crush. But you and Papa just mix in, and it'll be something more.
We're not mixing. Papa just wants to prevent
something.
Well,
he's not preventing. If you hadn't made such a fuss, Rosie wouldn't have left, and this whole thing would have blown over by now. After all, Walter's engaged.
That's why.
Oh, parents will never understand.
Complaining against your parents again, Sammy? You're not satisfied?
Pa, will you please take your coat off?
Don't tell me what I should or shouldn't do.
Well, are you gonna...
Jake,
go?
Please.
Don't Jake me. If Rosie's coming home, I want an understanding between the Jeromes and the Goldbergs.
Jake,
what kind of an understanding?
Why is Rosie coming home? And why is she happy all of a sudden? And what did Walter Jerome say to her on the telephone?
Wait, Jake, please. Before you run over there, wait. Let me Suze on the phone first. Please wait a minute.
I'm waiting. So no answer.
Hello? Yes?
Who is it, Ma?
Yes. I'm on the phone personally, yes. Yes.
What's the yes?
It's a personalized call.
Rosie?
Hello? Central? Who is calling and from what geographical location?
Ge- geographical. Ask where the call comes from.
Jake, please, I have only 2 ears. I can't listen in all directions. The call is from New York.
Rosie's in New York already.
Hello? Hello, dear.
Is it Rosie?
Just 1 minute, darling. Just 1 minute. It's Mrs. Bloom.
Make it short, Molly. I have no patience. I'm standing with my coat.
Hello, darling. Yeah. Well, who told you already? We got a telegram. She's coming home. Yes. Well, I know. I didn't send for her. She just sent a telegram. She's coming home. Mama dear, I'm coming home. All is well. I'm very happy. I will let you know. And then stop and period. And she's coming home. And we're going to New York to meet Rosalie. Huh? A little louder, darling. Is something disturbing on the wire? Yeah? Oh. Well, why should I bother you? Just 1 minute. Hold. Just 1 minute. Don't hang. Jake.
Yes?
Mrs. Bloom wants us to come to say goodbye to her if we're coming to New York.
I'm not in the mood for decisions at the moment.
The mood of decisions in the moment. Hello, dear.
Dear.
But sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Well, I have to discuss it. All right. Well, if you do so, then reverse yourself if you call me back. Well, we hope everything will be all right.
Not by hoping, I assure you.
Yeah.
Everything will be all right.
All right, so do that, but reverse yourself. All right. Goodbye. Jake, dear, if you're going to be in New York, Jake, we could be by Mrs. Bloom for supper. Why should we be alone, say, the night, huh?
Where's my hat?
Jake, please. Please, dear.
That's all that's laying in your head, huh?
Well, why is that all that's laying in my head? Why are you nervous with me? To go to New York to meet Rosalie is what's laying in my head. And I wish that you would take off your head.
Why?
Also.
Why?
Because what will you say to Mrs. Jerome?
Why should you say anything to her, Pa?
Because I wish her to understand what I feel about her son's unwelcome attentions to my daughter.
What unwelcome attentions?
If Rosie's coming home happy, there is a reason.
What do you want her to be, unhappy?
Walter Jerome is engaged. How many times must you be reminded?
And how many times must I say what of it?
What do you mean, what of it? Perhaps you believe in divorce also, my dear intellectual son?
I'm not talking about divorce, and I'm not talking about marriage. I'm simply saying that Walter's being engaged to Norma has nothing whatsoever to do with all this fuss.
All right, Sandy, please.
Ma, if he happened to like Rosie and he hasn't said he has, and he hasn't done anything that his fiancée could object to.
All right.
But, Ma, if he did happen to like Rosie and she liked him, then the engagement could be broken. And you have nothing to say to Mrs. Jerome about it.
I'm a little older than you, my dear son. What I have to say to Mrs. Jerome is what every parent under similar circumstances would say.
What are you going to say, Pa?
Don't cross-examine me. You're not a professor yet. I still have lived a little longer than you. And know life not from books, but from living.
Right, Jake, please.
Yes, Jake. Let Mrs. Jerome not think that we are maneuvering a marriage for our child. Let her not think that I will stand by and not lift a finger.
Right.
Let her not think that because she's a social position...
All right, please.
Who's that?
A car.
Who is it?
Is that Mrs. Jerome? Or don't I see well?
You see very well.
Now, Pa, please.
Don't give me instructions. Here, take my coat.
Oh, Jake, please.
Pa, my head, please. Take it. And please, leave me alone with Mrs. Jerome.
Oh, Jake, please.
Don't shake me. I want no appeasers present when I give my ultimatum.
Oh, Jake, please. Then you lose yourself.
You take the phone and I'll take the door.
I'll take the phone and you take the door.
Pa,
excuse
be
me.
Careful. Ma,
come in, Mrs. Jerome. You saved me a trip.
I'm glad you're home, Mr. Goldberg. Mr. Goldberg, I couldn't say what I wanted to say in front of my son and future daughter-in-law, but I can say it to you privately.
Never mind what you have to say. It's what you have to listen to that's important.
I suppose you thought you were very clever when you planned your little campaign against my son.
What's that?
Oh, let's be frank, Mr. Goldberg. Because if we aren't, someone's going to get hurt. And hurt badly.
You are not alone in that opinion.
Of course, I understand that you thought it wouldn't be a bad match for your daughter if you all could get related to Bertha Jerome, Incorporated. I understand why you want your daughter to marry the son of a rich woman. After all, you're a failure as a businessman.
What's that?
You told me so yourself. And you haven't been able to give your children the advantages every good parent wants their children to have. Fine. I understand.
You understand what? Molly. Molly!
But when you deliberately try to wreck a love affair between two young people like Walter and Norma.
Molly!
When you try to ruin a young girl's life so your daughter can materially better herself.
Molly!
Then I think you're stepping a little beyond the boundary of parental care into the field of immorality.
Molly!
It's an immoral and deliberate piece of cruelty to sacrifice a young person for the selfish aims of you and your daughter. Maybe you think you can trap my son, but you can't fool me. And as long as I live...
Molly! Molly!
Yes, Jerry?
What was on the phone for?
We're going to Mrs. Bloom's for cider.
Molly, will you hang and come in here?
The storm of words beat about Jake's head, never giving him a chance to make his objections. And Mrs. Jerome is ready to go to any length to prevent the smashing of her plans for Walter. Meanwhile, Jake is willing to go to any length to keep Walter away from his house. And in between is poor little Rosie with her romantic dreams. Say, who does dishes at your house? You do? Well, then chances are you've been struggling with those halfway soaps. I mean tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. And I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, you can toss such halfway soaps right out because New Does is here. That wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And you'll discover Does has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Just notice how beautifully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for quick action on those greasy pots and pans. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Just try it today and let those busy sods tell you how different Does is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly has a visit from the Jeromes tomorrow in New York on Passover. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.